Up next, Flora Lichtman is here with us for our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
You went with something Seattle-y. How would I describe it? Seattle-like. Seattle-like this week for this week's video, right?
That's right. When in Mayor McShwin's city, have to go with the bikes. Lightening it up for pick of the week, but as usual. Yes, this week's video is about not just any bicycle builders. These are folks who are building bicycles out of bamboo.
Bamboo
frames.
Strong enough, a bamboo frame?
Well, yes, as you can see in our video on our website. The guys at Valid Cycles, so Justin Klassen, Evan Cook, and Tyler Jones, took us to their workshop in Woodinville, aptly.
Aptly, yes.
Outside of Seattle. And they demonstrated just how strong bamboo can be by smacking it on the ground, by jumping on it. And it really is amazing. I mean, these are like tree trunks. So this is not your garden variety, at least in my garden.
In your backyard.
Yeah,
in Brooklyn. That's not the same.
This big.
Bamboo grows in Brooklyn. It's not on these bikes.
No, yeah. These are, you know, the inside is like an inch thick,
yeah,
almost.
Wow.
And you can really smack it against anything. They said that they're just seem to be indestructible. But, you know, there are other problems with building with bamboo. It's a natural product, obviously. So a big thing in bikes is getting them aligned. And they said one of the things that took them years to figure out at Valid Cycles was how to get these poles all straight. So they had to build their own jig. I know that our bike geeks out
bike
there
geek
are going to
they're gonna love
like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of the questions I need to ask you as a bike geek yourself,
yes,
is how did it ride? Did you ride one?
I did. Of course, I wanted to take one for a test drive.
You're a big biker. We know that.
It's a little bit different from my 1980s beater.
Mm-hmm.
These are handmade pieces of art. And, you know, there were things that were different about it. One thing that I heard from Justin Klassen, who's an avid cyclist, and he's one of the founders of Valid, is that over a long period of time, you notice the vibration less. So there's some dampening, they say, that bamboo has a sort of natural dampening. So if you're riding really long distances, that might be a reason why you would want to go bamboo. Mm. But I thought it would be lighter, and it's not actually that much lighter than your run-of-the-mill
right
metal.
Of course, there is the coolness factor, right? To have the only bamboo bike on the block or in Brooklyn. I can put more bees together if I could.
Big time.
There you go.
Yeah, no, you really did get the sense that that's what part of what this was all about. And they said that when they all ride them around.
Yeah.
And whenever they're at a stop sign, people are yelling out, "Is that bamboo?" You know, maybe in Seattle. I don't know. But yeah, they're beautiful. I mean, and they're pricey too. So the frame goes for about $1,500, and a full bike is, you know, $2,500 to $3,000. And so I was like, how do you convince people to
right
spend that amount
yeah
of money on a bike? And they were like, look, it's like a piece of art. You know, do you convince someone to buy a piece of art? No.
Right.
This is for people who are sort of touched by this. And when you saw what goes into it, you understand. I mean, it's a week of sanding and scraping and chiseling. It was a kind of amazing process.
And it's a beautiful video you made. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. You can watch how they build the bikes. They talk about the bamboo, where they bring it in from Vietnam and choose it, right?
That's right. The cream of the crop, they say. Can
you imagine going bamboo shopping?
I asked them to paint this picture because I was like, what is this like? And apparently it's this huge warehouse. And, you know, some people are buying stuff for their fences or whatever.
Right.
But for the bikes, you need perfect specimens. So they're really looking at each one, and the coloring is different on each one. So you have a unique product in the end, because no two poles are alike.
And there you have it. It's our video pick of the week. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. If you'd ever think you'd want a bamboo bike or want to see just a beautiful-looking bike.
Yes.
And the real craftsmanship, as you say, the handmade crafts, old-fashioned
very
craftsmanship that goes into building these bikes, it's up there for you to see. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
That's about all the time we have for this hour. Greg Smith composed our theme music, and we had help today from NPR librarian Kim Mileski. We want to thank all the people at the Pacific Science Center here and the folks at the Space Needle and all the folks who took care of us today and this week and made our stay in Seattle so welcoming. Thank you all for making us feel at home here. And if you missed any part of this program, you'd like to hear it again, you can subscribe to our podcasts. We have the audio and video one. If you download our podcast, download our app, you'll have the videos, Flora's videos, and the audio stuff on the app, and you can watch them whenever you'd like to, wherever you like to. Of course, they're up on iTunes and Android. You can go to our website at sciencefriday.com, and we're working and having fun all week on Facebook, and you can tweet us all week long at SciFry. Thanks again for your hospitality in Seattle and all of the Pacific Northwest here. We'll see you next week back in New York. I'm Ira Flatow in Seattle.